On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? With Mario Lopez. Joining me now via Zoom, the very lovely, my old pal, Vanessa Lachey. How are you, Vanessa?
Your old pal. I'm old.
Not old in the you're old. In the
old.
In like we go back sort of way old.
Way back.
Right?
No, Mario, not to make you feel like crazy. This picture has been circulating that Lance Bass
that's right.
Put up.
I saw that.
I won Miss Teen USA. That was 22 years ago this week.
Oh my gosh, 22 years ago. Wow. You haven't changed that much. I swear. Hey, that's good for us, huh? That's funny. Wow. I remember that because NSYNC performed.
That one came of true NSYNC groupie. And honestly, it came from a good place.
Yeah.
Like, people are like, oh my God, you weren't 98 degrees. I'm like, no, but when life changed forever,
yeah.
Standing right next to me was NSYNC. So forever they're going to be, I mean, I should probably just get an NSYNC tattoo.
That's funny. That's a funny story. What's the same thing? Because my wife too, she was more of a Zach fan and she ended up marrying me. So what are you going to do?
You know, she loves you. I tell Nick, I'm like, you know, I love you for you. I was a groupie to NSYNC, but right. I love you.
Right. Well, that's how you know it's real. That's how you know it's real right there. How are you guys doing, by the way, during this time and with the three kids?
We're doing, right?
Trucking through.
High, low, low. Honestly, like I was talking to a friend who she's a therapist and she's like, with all of her patients, she says, you guys have the hardest age group because how old are your kids again?
9, 6, and 1.
So you're kind of right there with us. We're 3, 5, 7.
Yeah, and exactly.
It's like people who have older kids are like, oh, I love this time because they would normally be at college or they'd be like in camps.
They can entertain themselves.
They can entertain themselves. They can feed themselves. Mm-hmm. They can cook. They could do a lot for themselves and ours can't. But on the flip side, I really found the silver lining of like reconnecting with them and really like relishing in it, getting to know them, getting to, you know, those late night snuggle sessions. And Nick and I were always, we weren't strict, but we had, you know, a nighttime routine. We read a book and we got them a nighttime routine and they weren't coming into our bed because we were told we need to maintain our bed as our relationship.
Yeah. So same.
Right. Which it has been helpful because that's our time together. That's when we can emotionally and intimately connect.
Sure.
So through this whole process, I feel like we've been a lot more slack and it's been nice. You know, it's nice because you know that at the end of the day, you'll be like, all right, back to the routine. But for now, yes, let's watch a movie at 10:30 at night and have popcorn in our bed.
Yeah. No, we're in the same program with the three kids and the schedule is kind of out the window. It's going to be interesting. We go back to school though. And I didn't like playing teacher. I don't know about you, but I suck as a teacher.
I'm not a teacher. Like I realize like there's, first of all, math.
Oh yeah. No, the whole Common Core thing. I know they changed it. That's awful, huh?
And I used to watch movies where people would joke about it. I'm like, whatever. And math is math.
Right.
And now that I'm in it, I'm like, no. This is different. Like it's completely different.
Right.
But it was cool because honestly, like I got to see my son in the school environment. I got to see how his brain works. I got to see how he operates. And I normally don't, he leaves the house at 7:05 and he comes home at 3:45. Now I have that time with him, but they don't want to learn from us.
Right. That's exactly it. That's exactly it. They're not trying. They're already, they've got enough of us. They don't want to know.
Like, Mom, you don't know. You don't know phonics. I'm like, you're actually right. I might not.
Google's my best friend. I'm always Googling everything. So switching gears really quick. Season 1 of Love is Blind got 2 Emmy nominations. That is fantastic news.
That's awesome.
I mean, how cool that the show was embraced from the get. And were you surprised by the reaction?
We were happy, you know, because when we were there, we were going into it. We had no idea what to expect, but we were definitely drawn to the show and intrigued by the idea when we sat down with Kinetic as well as Netflix to talk about the concept of having emotional connection and foundation for a relationship without external factors, i.e. money, physical looks, friends, family, computer, social media. And we're like, that's actually a really beautiful way to start a relationship. In a sense, it's kind of what Nick and I did. I was in New York and he was in LA and we texted a lot and we were on the phone a lot. No, you hang up. No, you hang up. No.
That was us too. Oh, wow. We had a lot of similarities. Wow.
And then you would see the person, you had all of that emotional foundation, that the physical was just heightened in all the best levels. So we were intrigued by it. And then when we were there, every night we would sit in the hotel lobby, and it was the first time I started drinking bourbon because that's Nick's favorite. I'm like, I'll have one with you. So we were like an old married couple with our bourbon, and we would just talk about the day, talk about all the men from his side, because he was with the men in the pods and I was with the women. But Nick was never allowed on the women's side and I wasn't allowed on the men's side. So we would just talk about, oh my God, you know, Lauren said blah, 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 blah. Did you hear what, you know, did you hear what she said about him? Or did Cameron say the same thing about her? What did he say she looked like? And we were literally like two high school cackling girls. And Nick said, this show, if people even have an ounce of what we're feeling right now, this show is going to be incredible. And they do. And it was. And we're just glad to be along for the ride.
That's fantastic. Is there any talk of a season two yet or production considering the times?
Yeah. They're ready for season two, Chicago, and season three, I think it's been out there. If not, I'm just about to blow up their spot. I think they put casting out. It's New York.
Okay. Okay. Nice.
But, we were supposed to shoot now, but obviously with these times, it's an 8-week process for filming. So everybody wants to be safe and everybody wants to be responsible, and we want to do our part in that. And I just don't feel like there's a way that they figured out how to do that with pods and then the romantic getaway and then coming back home to meeting family.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of movement. So we're going to wait till next year. And
that way you can really take it up the next level. All right. Well, congrats. We look forward to that. I want to get back to school. I know we talked about our teaching ways or lack thereof, but it's obviously going to be interesting this fall. How are you guys preparing?
You know, honestly, you're right. It is interesting. Nobody knows. And actually that's why I'm excited about this partnership that I'm here to talk to you with, because I realized that not only am I overwhelmed, am I unsure about what's going on? It's like you think as a parent, me, I don't know how to do this. Think about them. Think about through the lens of the kids. They're mm-hmm. like, what's going on with us? And we're still going through growth spurts, and we still have homework, and we still have to learn, and we still. So the emotional side of it for them, as well as for us, there seems to be a communication gap. And what I love is that Kellogg, with these Rice Krispie Treats kits, they're called Love in Case Of, like in case of an emergency. Love in case of all of these.
Oh, I thought you said love and queso, like love and cheese.
I'm
like, that's it. I said, I'm getting that Rice Krispie treat. That sounds amazing.
That's what I heard too.
Love and queso. By the way, I love love and queso. That's like, it sounds like a show. Go on. I ruined your whole spiel. Carry on.
No, you did not ruin it, because now I'm thinking, can I dip these in cheese?
Right.
I'm going to trademark that.
Right.
No, but it's so true. It's like, when you think about, okay, we got to teach them. When I put myself in their shoes, my son Camden is the one that's the most verbal about it. He's emotional. And he's like, he's having a hard time. He's super emotional. He's super uncertain. He's got a new routine. He's going to be in second grade. He's like, Mom, I'm not ready for this. I don't want to do this. He doesn't want to read anymore. And he loves reading. And I'm like, what do I do? How do I encourage him? So they have in case though, but they've got like mock situations, first tough test, a new routine, rock star, growth spurt alert. And obviously they put on there some mock ideas, but you do it. You as the parent, write the message, give it to them. And they did their survey. Nearly 80% of kids are craving that from their parents. That's a lot.
Yeah. It's everyone.
And you actually speaking about it, and it takes you out of your mindset for a minute. And so as a busy mom and a busy dad, I just want to be able to say, hey guys, take a beat. Don't give yourself mom or dad guilt. These kits are $10 on KelloggsStore.com. And then Kellogg's donates $20 to No Kid Hungry per kit sold. It's something you can do for your family. It's simple, but it's powerful.
Yeah.
And it's for yourself and for your kid. And also giving back to No Kid Hungry is something that I am near and dear to my heart. So I love that aspect of it. But in these times, we need to cling on to positivity.
Sure.
And we need to remind our kids that they are incredible, that they're awesome, and that they can do it. And then I want to hear it too. You know, like I told Nick, like that's probably one thing I think that we've learned is communication from each other. He's like, well, you know, I love you and think you're amazing. I'm like, well, then you could tell me.
Yeah, sure. You never get sick of sort of hearing it.
Communication and queso.
Communication and queso and love and queso. We've got a theme going on here. No, that's a very, very cool program, and so happy and proud of you there, Vanessa, that you continue to kill it and you're doing so well. Before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot, though. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Oh gosh, this is the rapid fire stuff. Why do you do this to me?
Just quick style, easy. Favorite show you've watched during quarantine?
Oh, The Morning Show. That's the one with Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go to late night snack.
Ice cream.
What's your favorite flavor?
Cookies and cream.
Okay.
It used to be mint chocolate chip.
So those are my, man, we're kind of like the same person. Seriously, those are my two favorites. Like, I love mint. I mint chip. That's funny. So you know why? We got good taste. Celebrity crush growing up.
Ryan Reynolds. Sorry. But I love Blake Lively and they're great.
Where did you see him growing up? Because when you were little.
I've never seen him. That's probably why I crush on him.
Oh, here's your crush now. I'm talking about when you were growing up.
No, still now. Still now. As a dad, when I see him
but when I'm talking about when you were a kid.
Take it back. I met him at TRL a couple times and I was like.
Oh, okay.
But he was
okay.
With Alanis Morissette, who I love.
Oh, yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, right.
He was always taken. So it was never a thing. But I just love that he can be like. He can be a man, but he's also very self-deprecating. He's funny and he's a great dad and husband. So he's my crush, but I mean, I got the real crush. Yeah.
Does Nick know about Ryan?
He does. And he does. He got major, major brownie points. And he would tell you the same thing if he was here. So his celebrity crush was me.
Was it really? Oh, yeah. See, that's a player move right there.
Like, yeah, right? Even if it wasn't, I buy it.
Right, right, exactly.
Watch you on TRL every day. And I was like, ooh, go on.
Okay, okay. Movie you've seen the most?
Oh. Growing up, it was Ace Ventura and anything with Jim Carrey. Now, probably Shawshank Redemption. Whenever it's on TV, we watch it.
You can't stop
watching. Yeah. It's like 9 hours long.
Right. Right, you're exactly right. It is. Yeah, and I have the DVD and you still watch it every time it comes on. And last question, what have you learned about yourself in 2020?
What was the last question?
What have you learned about yourself in 2020?
In 2020, I've learned that I need to give to myself more and not be kinder to myself. I'm really hard on myself and it was actually showing externally to my kids and my husband. And so I've learned to be kinder to myself, love myself more and fill my cup up, not selfishly, just enough to make me know that I can handle anything thrown my way. And I'm still working on that, being kind to myself.
That's a great awareness. Good for you. Well, you. Always nice to catch up. Loving queso. And everyone, listen, be out on the lookout for announcements on season 2 of Love is Blind. Vanessa, thanks for checking in.
Thank you, Mario. Good to see you.
All right, you too, sweetie. Take care.
On with Mario Lopez.